Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Cox. Batting second. The second baseman, Milt Stock. Batting third. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Fournier. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Johnston. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Eddie Brown. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chuck Corgan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Burley Grimes. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Burley Grimes. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Fragaw. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Art John. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Munson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gale Staley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Alexander. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pete Alexander. And now, play ball. Dick Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock hits a fly ball into right field. Munson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a pop-up towards first. Fournier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jack Fournier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fournier hits a pop-up towards short. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a fly ball into right field. Munson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive towards short. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into right field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corgan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Chuck Corgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Corgan for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnston fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Dick Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0 for 1 in the game. Stock strikes out. Two outs. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 1 in the game. Wheat hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fragaugh hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 1 in the game. Munson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Munson moves to second. Gale Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staley hits a line drive towards short. Corgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaugh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up towards short. Corgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hartnett. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Stock applying the tag. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Adams steals second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fragaugh is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Chuck Corgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Corgan hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Munson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. John moves to third. Munson moves to second. One out. Gale Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Dick Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0 for 2 in the game. Stock hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 2 in the game. Wheat hits a line drive into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 0 for 2 in the game. Fournier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Metzler hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Wheat. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Alexander goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Howard Fraygaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraygaugh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fraygaugh hits a fly ball into right field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. John hits a fly ball into right field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jimmy Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnston moves to second. Chuck Corgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Corgan takes first base on ball 4. Johnston moves to third. Brown moves to second. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnston scores. Brown scores. Corgan moves to third. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams throws to second for 1, over to first for 2, and over to home to catch Corgan, who tried to score. That's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Munson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wheat. Munson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimes fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Gale Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staley hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Grimm moves to second. Cliff Heathcote pinch hits for Pete Alexander. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a line drive into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Percy Jones now pitching. Dick Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Staley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0 for 3 in the game. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 3 in the game. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frey Gaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a line drive towards short. Corgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Cox. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fragaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corgan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Corgan. Metzler scores. Fragaw moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Dodgers, 2, Cubs, 2. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. John takes first base on ball 4. Joe Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Munson hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernier takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnston bunts in front of the plate. Hartnett juggles the ball. That's an error on Hartnett. Vernier moves to second. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown bunts towards the mound. Jones juggles the ball. That's an error on Jones. Vernier moves to third. Johnston moves to second. Charlie Hargreaves pinch hits for Chuck Corgan. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves hits a ball on the ground towards second. Staley fields it, throws to home for one, and back over to first, double play. Johnston moves to third. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Mitchell now playing shortstop. Gale Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Staley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernier scoops it up and throws to first, with Grimes covering, for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denver Grigsby pinch runs for Gabby Hartnett. Percy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes spins and fires to second, with Mitchell covering, and Jones is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez now catching. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-3 in the game. Grimes strikes out. One out. Dick Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0-for-4 in the game. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Fragaw hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Weed. Fragaw reaches second base with a double. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. John hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fragaw moves to third. Two outs. Joe Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Munson takes first base on ball four. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-4 in the game. Wheat bunts towards third. Fragaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fernier strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gale Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Staley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnston fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Staley moves to third. Tommy Griffith pinch hits for Percy Jones. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is walked intentionally. Gonzalez moves to second. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Staley scores. Gonzalez moves to third. Griffith moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Brooklyn Dodgers, 2. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.